Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Today's a great day, though. It's going to be great. At my house every day at about 3 o'clock. We're heading into the hot tub.
That's the new routine. Every day.
We eat dinner and then we go out there. And we sit in the hot tub.
John is a lucky man.
Yes. Oh my God. He really is.
Well, getting it every day.
Getting it every day.
That is really.
You know what? Let's go with it. He gets it every day. Wow. 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 Anyway, Creative Energy is where you can get your own backyard fantasy come to life. Was that whatever your fantasy might be? Creative Energy, creativeenergy.com. Don't miss. They have a great financing event that's happening next month. 0% interest for 60 months. It's like your own personal spa setup.
That's a good deal.
Oh my God. It's incredible. Splitting up the payments over 5 years. Incredible.
And no, did you say no interest?
No interest. Yep. 0% interest for 60 months.
That's a miracle.
Uh-huh.
You get your thing.
Yes.
And you don't even have to have any money.
Zero money. Well, I mean, you have to have some money.
Well, I know, but yes. I mean, it's not costing you money to get that loan.
That's why it's such a big deal.
Dang.
I know. That's why I'm blah, blah, blahing about it. Come on, you guys.
You
60
too.
60 months interest free.
What do we call him? Super husband wiener man? I forget.
Nobody knows. It's something different every single time.
I mean, you know, everybody wants to be that guy.
Mm. Well, I mean, he gets it every day in his backyard at 3 o'clock. I mean, woo! Wow! Great. Anyway, it's like your own personal spa in your backyard without the luxury price tag. Visit creativeenergy.com. I have a few locations. Mine's in San Rafael. Hey, Cole.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, Cole. Yeah, Creative Energy. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like, I tell you, if you have kids, it's not as fun because then they want to be in it. But when you don't have any kids anymore, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going out to my hot tub.
That is true.
It's huge. I know, because they're in there. There they are. And for them, it's playtime. For me, I'm just like, I just want to live. And remember when you were saying you got in the hot tub and your wife goes, you're doing it wrong. She comes out and turns on the things for you.
Well,
the jets.
Yes.
I don't need the jets. You can keep your jets. Like, I am so happy to just be in a hot tub of water with my eyes closed, just floating.
Well, the water is perfectly see-through as well when there's no jets.
That
so
is
that
true.
Is good
That's
for John
exactly,
that you're actually preferring right. that mm-hmm. all the views yeah. are available.
Oh, and
available.
It's a great part is I can see him, too, in the water distortion. That's really fun.
Right.
It's all a good look.
Does it make things look bigger?
In some directions, it does. In other directions, everything looks shorter.
Be careful, man.
Yeah, you might want to turn the jets on. But I'm perfectly happy without them. I mean, they do feel good. It's nice, you know, you get some jets.
Well, that wasn't what was happening. That was my first time in. I just got in and was like, I'm happy. This is good. This feels really great.
Warm and
then,
and yummy.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it until she walked up and said, what are you doing?
Would you like me to turn the thing on for you? Well, at first we were doing it all the time. And they always, you know, they have all the thing. I have like a little waterfall in there. And
I have
lights
that too.
And so, yeah, it's all, it, there's all kinds of fun
stuff.
We might
have the same one.
We might. It's true. Hmm. Anyway, creative energy. There you go. Somebody send that to sales. That was a big long ding ding. Super shame. I love
don't
that
send
thing.
That part to them. That's
no no. Do you can send it all. It's fine. Cole loves it. Hey Cole.
Hey Cole.
If you are Brad, you get a free quarter pounder. If you are Brad,
we started storying now.
We're storying.
Okay.
Yes. If you are Brad, there's a few other stipulations. You
do have I have to be a Pitt?
You don't, although it is based on Brad Pitt because he's the Brad we all know.
Okay.
So if you are a Brad, though, and you live in New Zealand, you get a free quarter pounder. You just have to prove that your name is Brad.
All right.
So he was there. He is there. He's shooting a movie there. And it looks castle-y. Looks, you know, like my kind of movie. A period piece.
Awesome.
Brad Pitt. Who is getting more attractive the older he gets, I have to say. I was not that big of a Brad fan lately. Like, ever since I saw him in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Even though I didn't love that movie and didn't finish it. I was like, yeah.
Oh, he's good looking in that movie.
Yeah, he is. He's great looking in that movie.
He is that in that
like
movie.
Like a little bit longer hair and.
Movie star. Mm-hmm. Right there. You can't not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, the swagger.
I don't even like dudes, and I'm like, whoa, swoon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whew. That
Brad,
guy.
Come on, back off, Brad.
And the part where he's like, fix it. And the guy goes, and he just power blasts the dude in the face.
Like, I like the thing where he,
yeah,
where he dances with Bruce Lee. That's a good one, too.
That is a good one as well.
He's got a lot of.
He's got a couple really big movie star scenes. And hey, you didn't even finish it.
No,
there's more.
Oh, the end is everything.
All right. I guess I got to go back. I really should. I actually love every Quentin Tarantino movie. I was so disappointed with that one. But there were just so many circumstances surrounding it. Like, I was just in a room that was 110 degrees and sitting next to people who were sweating profusely and smellily.
Listen to me.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yeah, probably.
You're wrong about this one. Go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it.
Because it's good. So have a glass of wine or whatever you drink and watch the movie and you'll, in the end, you'll go, ah, I had this all wrong.
Mm.
Like, don't do it if you have to go to the bathroom. Don't do it if you're not feeling well. Like, you know.
Well, I can watch it at my house.
Get all those things out of the way.
Now that I have access to it at my house, there really is no excuse.
I've been meaning to rewatch it. What if we did a little movie club?
I'm in.
We watch it sometime between now and next Thursday, and then we can talk about it on the show.
Okay. Oh, my God. Who is this person?
You think?
Where the F did this person come from?
Let's do it.
I'm in. So this we have 1 week. You're true. Saying we have 1 week. What?
1 week.
Why is this a dream come true? Are you, do you want to be in a movie club? Has that been your thing all this
well,
time?
I have a movie club, but.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, to talk about it with our lovely listeners. That's
all right,
the dream come
everybody
true.
In. Go, we're going to do this. It's Bob's Movie Club. This week's assignment is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Can you please text us on the group chat, please? I will never remember this
break. We'll remind you on the
this
show.
Chick's going to get herself polygamized.
Yes, yeah, she is.
Like, we're all marrying you. Yeah. We love you. You're the best. Sorry for Shane or whatever her name is. We're all marrying you.
Okay. Listen, here's another thing that you got to do. Post on our social media that everyone's assignment is to watch that. If you've never watched it, you have to watch it. If you've watched it before, you have to watch it again. If you watched it and you didn't like it or you didn't make it all the way through, you still have to give it another chance. We're all watching it. That's the deal. Next Thursday. What time? 6 o'clock in the morning. Six in the morning? Is that too early?
Yeah, we're doing the first break.
Bob's Movie Club. Make it a thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do this. Come on. Make it a thing. I love it. All the Brads in New Zealand get a free burger. A free quarter pounder. That's it. Your name is Brad. You live in New Zealand. McDonald's wants to give you a free quarter pounder. It's because Brad Pitt rolled up there on Easter Sunday because he's making some movie there. It's in Auckland. He rolls up to a McDonald's. And he is trying to not be noticed. He has a hat on. He's got his Stunna shades on. He's got a couple days worth of growth. Like you'd go, oh, that guy kind of looks like Brad Pitt. Maybe if you stared at him, but he's not trying to be noticed. And this girl, do you have the audio for this?
Yeah.
All right, here's a little of it.
Can I say hello to my dad?
No.
You can? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Hi, Dad. All right, moving on. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
That's it.
So I guess he's in line because she's outside of the McDonald's and he's just trying to order his food. And now that, and his first reaction though is no. Then he's like, oh, she's cute and she's recording. And by the way, nothing ever happens in New Zealand. I'm on this site. It's called like the New Zealand Herald, all of New Zealand, the New Zealand Herald. And this is not just the top story on here, but as you know how there's always like, oh, also try this story and try this story, things like that on every, like the video keeps popping up for this thing. It's like the biggest thing that's happened in New Zealand since the Hobbits left.
Well,
it's big. Anyway, I mean, you only have until this Sunday to get down there. But if you're a Kiwi Brad or you're just a Brad coming in from out of town, you can get the free. You need the McDonald's app, by the way. So there you go. Lucky people who will take advantage of being named Brad.
Everybody has an app. Try ours. Odyssey. Yes.
Yeah. Ours actually has stuff on it you would want, though. It's completely free. And B, you can listen to all things audio on there. Music, podcasts, us, live. This is interesting. It's not true. I believe that this is not true. This just sounds so stupid. Blake Lively's lawyers are extorting Taylor Swift to force her to say nice things about Blake. Supposedly, and this is, by the way, like Justin Baldoni's people are trying to say she's being coerced into doing this. I don't even know if it's them or if it's just coming from the camp or if this is one of those stupid stories that starts circulating and takes on a life of its own. But they're basically saying that Blake is threatening to release texts that Taylor Swift would find embarrassing if she doesn't testify on her behalf.
Well, this, if they had become less than good friends through this situation, this new twist is going to confirm that permanently for life.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you're going to leverage previous conversations to get me to lie on the stand? I mean, my response to anybody in that scenario would be, I have to sleep. I already can't sleep and I need to just tell the truth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell my truth.
You understand. Can release the mean things I said about whatever. Tom Hiddleston 12 years ago.
Trust me, I'm a married guy. We can look at the same damn thing in the same room and walk away with completely different ideas of what we just saw.
Yeah.
That happens daily. So I understand.
I'm just going to tell you what happened.
I'm going to tell you from my perspective on the stand. And if that means you're going to release some stuff that will make me look bad, Taylor Swift, she can take it. That lady's rep is, you know, she's already dealt with whatever you'd call. She had snakes on the stage.
She did. Yeah. No, she's past it. She has stomped her reputation down and arisen from the ashes.
Yeah, she's.
I'm Taylor MF and Swift the whole time.
She's going to be fine.
You're going to threaten me?
Someone wrote in. I actually made a note of it.
Era.
Someone wrote in and said, this Baldoni kid was in the bad guy in a CSI Miami show back in 07.
Oh.
And I thought, he would have been a kid. How old is that guy right now?
Well, he looks like he's about 40. So yeah, he would have been maybe in his early 20s.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 41.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's true, but they wrote that in. I can't imagine that they got it wrong. So.
You know what's interesting about it is I really feel like I mean, I think you're saying that you don't know this guy from, like, I've never seen him before this.
I've only ever heard of him because of this.
Right.
And someone said he was in Jane the Virgin or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've watched, who stars in that show?
Is that America Ferrera?
I thought America was Ugly Betty. Not.
America Ferrera.
But it's a Latina actress, yes. And it's like
it is America Ferrera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no, I typed in Ugly
Gina
Betty.
Rodriguez.
I typed in Ugly
Gina
Betty
Rodriguez. Gina Rodriguez.
Whoever it is.
The same Gina Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious things?
No.
That's Michelle Rodriguez, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it called, those the Latino, the Hispanic soap operas?
Telenovela?
That's what that show is sort of like, right?
Okay. Yes.
I have seen that. So I have seen him. I just didn't know it.
So, and I'm with you. Like, I had never seen that. I had never seen him in anything. And, but it isn't super surprising that a guy who's at age 41 had gotten whatever he needed support-wise, producer-wise, to get a movie like this out. Maybe it was casting Blake in it, and that gave him some cachet or whatever. But he somehow had acquired the rights to this book to do the It Ends With Us. And that is a good movie. I mean, it's clearly a mainstream. That is no indie film. That's a big, it's a major production. So I feel like, okay, it kind of makes, like, I've never seen him in anything, but it does kind of make sense that since his 20s, he's been angling for this dream of his. So
And this is what he got for it. Congratulations.
Yes, I know. You're world famous overnight, and there's a takedown happening. I do feel for the guy. I really do.
I don't know what to make of any of it. 415 says, polygamized. Yeah, I made it up. I just mean we all want to marry the chick. Yeah. She's the best. She is
She's
the
gonna
absolute
have a
best.
Whole
She's
going to
have
she'll
all
be the, right.
the husbands in the world.
We won't all be
circling.
Married to each other. We'll all only be married to Bob. Right. She's the polygamizer over here.
Plenty of Bob to go around.
Yes.
I'm here for you guys.
Bob's Movie Club.
Good stuff.
Okay.
It's on Facebook already, so it's a real deal now.
Yeah. Edwin, we're going to need some. Does the evil genius have a picture of Bob that we can, or does Bob want a picture of herself? I don't know. Are we sharing pictures of Bob?
Edwin needs to make Super Wiener Man, Husband Man with a cape before he makes Bob.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know
where that came
Vinny,
from.
It was Vinny.
I don't know.
Regarding
I
what?
Didn't make that up.
You
That's,
did.
Yeah, I think Sarah was calling him that.
I feel like I wouldn't have, but anyway, where did the time go?
It didn't go anywhere. You have plenty of it.
So anyway, that's what's happening with the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing. They're all yelling at each other about you're trying to trick her into doing it. And if there's any shred of truth to that, Blake has just thrown one of her dragons away. The Cassie testifying at Diddy, that went on again yesterday. There's just, it's none of it's good.
It's rough.
It is really
Oh, have you been
rough.
Watching it too?
I've been reading transcripts and stuff, and
I haven't looked
rough.
At it at all. Because I'm waiting for you to tell me everything.
Well, I don't even want to get into some of the details. I mean, it is just like the level of, he would film her drugged with male escort, hired men, doing her with that he insisted she agree to. And then when she got to a point where she didn't want to do it anymore, which I think was the whole time, but she's like, please stop with this. He's like, here's you with this guy. Here's you. I'm going to make you look like a slut if you don't keep doing this for me.
Oh, you know, I thought of this yesterday and it hasn't come up in a minute, but didn't they raid his compound and take like thousands of hours of video footage?
They did. They took and thousands of bottles of lube.
So this guy's torpedoed by his own obsession with videoing every crime he's in the middle
of. Except that his argument is this is a consensual thing. He doesn't have her on tape saying no. He has her on tape doing people.
Well,
and so
we don't even know what's in those tapes is my point.
Right.
Like that.
The tape they keep
God
showing.
God only knows what the FBI is in the middle of looking at right now.
So she talked extensively about all the times he beat her up and what she had to do to hide that, as they would, you know, one day later, they'd have a red carpet to walk and she would have had to cover it with makeup and wear dresses that would cover the bruises on the legs and et cetera. And then most of it is talking about how he said, you have to have sex. He would drug her up and she would have to have sex with strangers. She could not reject that because he would, quote, make her look like a slut. I feared for my career. I feared for my family. It's just embarrassing. It's horrible and disgusting. No one should do that to anyone.
I must be the only guy left in the world that worries about catching sexually transmitted diseases. Like, you're Diddy and no one can get into that guy's head. But here he is having everybody sleep with his lady. Like, what? I guess
I don't know. It's inexplicable to
me. I mean,
by the way, she also revealed how much she got in the settlement.
How much?
You guys want to take a guess? So this was as he was trying to make all this go away. This was, was this a year ago?
This was after the video broke.
Right.
After the video, yeah.
Was it a year ago this fall or was it just this past fall?
I think it was a year ago.
Okay. And he immediately paid her a bunch of money. And then I want to say a couple other people immediately got paid. And then it just got so big that he stopped paying out. Take a guess.
$25 million.
20.
I already know.
Oh, it's 20.
It's 20?
Yeah.
So he cut her a check for $20 million right then.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Said no more talking about that.
And then is it because you probably don't know, but is it because it's a criminal case? Like she's still allowed to talk about it, even though she probably signed an NDA?
I have no idea how that works. If you get subpoenaed and you're put on the stand, I guess you could plead the fifth, but maybe she's like, I do not want to. I want to tell what this guy did and here's how much he paid me. And
no,
I
don't. But I wonder if he can sue her or if
yeah,
not.
I don't know.
You know
no
what
idea.
I mean?
Hmm. Or maybe.
Maybe somebody knows.
I don't know. That is actually a good question. If you have signed an NDA, which is a legal document, you've made an agreement, but then you get pulled onto a stand.
I feel like the premise of the whole thing is a crime. Like he's covering up a crime. And so I don't think he can sue her. I don't think he has any rights whatsoever. And there are definitely those.
Yeah,
there are those things too where I signed an NDA. I realize that's gray area in terms of having been brought on the stand, and you're like, that's not my husband. You know, isn't that the only thing that you can keep you from testifying?
Having to,
right?
You could still,
right?
I wonder if like an NDA is for in the world. I have agreed not to talk about you publicly. I have agreed to. Not reveal that I, like, a friend of mine signs NDAs all the time because he photographs very rich people's houses. And so because that is a thing he does. So they've hired him. He signs an NDA, does not reveal whose house he's been to or what's going on in that house. And that is just a protection for them. And he does that to protect himself and to be able to say, I've signed NDAs before. This is nothing new. This is, of course, I would keep all your secrets. But then if he got called onto a stand, would he be able to go, well,
yes.
I signed an NDA.
Yes. According to what I've looked up, if you sign an NDA, you are okay to testify when legally compelled to.
Yeah.
If you're legally compelled legal to compulsion. Testify. Now, you could still plead the fifth. That is a right that you have. You could say, I choose not to answer that. I think that's if you're going to incriminate yourself or something, right? I don't know.
Yes.
Which she is doing with this.
Mm?
But... Although, the right thing to do. Definitely.
Yes,
the right thing to do.
It is. And frankly, I think that you could argue that this is a person who was groomed and coerced.
Of
and oh my God, we're so out of time. Vinny, I'm so sorry. Please tell us what's coming up.
What are you sorry about?
That I've eaten half of your break.
Yeah, I feel really good about it.
Okay.
It was
good.
A good break.
Great.
I'm caught up on some really,
nasty
big
stuff.
Swell.
Yeah.
I got an Airbnb story, and 1 in 7 people don't like their partner. And more after these.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram and see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
That's where I got my Mustang Mach-E. It's an electric.
So good looking.
SUV-ish car.
It's like a hatchback.
It's killer. It's beautiful. I love it so much. I'm really happy with mine. And now you can get a great deal on yours with Ford's employee pricing from Frontier Ford.
Sweet.
You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. That means you can get the Escape or the F-150 or the Mustang Mach-E. You're going to love it.
It is a pretty sweet ride. When we walked down yesterday, I was like, oh, man. And even it's so great. They have good color selection, too.
I have, right now, I have a 6 foot, 8 inch surfboard in the back of my car. It fits.
Incredible.
It's got all the stuff. Like, you can get.
But it actually looks and feels much smaller than like an SUV that you'd be able to fit a board like that in. Like it reads right. More like a good looking sedan.
Well, this is the dilemma that I'm up against is I need to fit surfboards in it, but I need to fit it in a teensy tiny little teeny parking spot.
The tiniest slots, yes.
And it works. Mm. It fits in the little city spots, but it also fits surfboards. It's a great car. The Mach-E from Frontier Ford. Look into it. All right, here's what's happening. Blue skies overhead here in downtown San Francisco. You might see some overcast start to your day depending on where you're at, but we should see sunny skies, highs in the 70s, continuing to warm up. So, it's not going to be that bad, but it's going to be warm. Mm. It's going to be, you know, here we go, everyone. Mm. The Golden State Warriors are done. No Steph, no moving on in the playoffs. That's how that went for us. Mm. And, you know, you can't just easily replace, at the very least, he's, you know, good for 20, but more likely 30 and sometimes even 40 points. He's the guy.
Yeah.
We can't do it without him. So thanks for the great season, Warriors, and have a great vacation. We'll see you next season. Mm. I think this is a nice, fun place to start.
Okay.
I don't Airbnb.
I do.
I know, and I do, actually, because I have. It's just that I'm not responsible
for... Oh, your wife sets it up.
I don't have an app. Sure. I don't, you know, look these things up. I feel like I'm not capable of planning something and having it go to plan.
Mm.
I feel like, you know, we'll get there
but
and
it's
I'll have...
for you.
I've had nice experiences.
Yeah. It's a great concept. The whole somebody else's house.
If you're booking an Airbnb, you might skip over the long list of amenities because most of them don't really matter. Hangers, first aid kits. So when you're booking this is, I wouldn't know this. I've never booked one. Mm. There's a list of amenities that you would look through to say, it looks to have everything we need.
I make sure there's a coffee maker.
Oh.
Yeah, I always look. And I think that like amenities would also probably list like it has Wi-Fi. and not
so
dial up.
If there's no coffee pot,
then I know I got to bring my own stuff.
Oh, okay. So yes. Then you won't.
It wouldn't necessarily eliminate it from the running.
Hangers, first aid kits, a tea kettle, measuring spoons, outlet covers, reading material.
Oh.
Hmm. So these are all the kinds of things you might find on
the
list of amenities.
House.
Here's something that you wouldn't consider to be an amenity, mm-hmm. I don't think. Hot water.
Oh, no, I would consider that to be an amenity, but you're right. I wouldn't expect it to be listed because it would just be assumed.
A woman named Tanya is going viral after she shared her interaction with an Airbnb host who messaged her and said, there's a temporary issue with hot water at the property she rented.
Oh.
It was less than a week before her stay, so she asked if she could be refunded if it wasn't fixed before she arrived. They said they're unable to offer a refund in this situation because hot water was not included as an amenity in the booking. They did apologize for the inconvenience and appreciated her understanding.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I take it back. I said, sure, it's an amenity. No, that's a requirement.
Tanya responded, so you're choosing to rip me off because you didn't list an assumed amenity? You also didn't list windows and doors. If those are missing, I guess that's fine too. The host didn't budge, but Airbnb stepped in with a full refund. So that is the go-between can be helpful.
Yes.
There are certain things you use where there's no phone, no way to contact. I'm talking about Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Craigslist. You use that.
Hey, Craig here. I'm
something
unavailable.
Goes wrong. They have created a system that is impenetrable.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't find help if you ever to save your, get that off of them. Sorry, we're not around or available or.
There's no one here right now. It's and probably for a really long time. That's going to continue.
Ever, right.
This is the setup here. There is no one. There is no Craig. I got to go.
Right. Airbnb, it's nice to know that there's someone there and they're able to step in and say, we've got you.
Well, they need to do that because then people would stop using their service.
Right.
And I'm sure that person who didn't want to include hot water and wouldn't give a refund is not invited to be on the site anymore. I would hope.
They're going to review the other host. It's unclear if anything will come of it. Apparently, hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property.
Oh.
And technically, they may only be responsible for delivering on the stuff they promise.
Oh.
So maybe Airbnb has to change the way that function.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you were renting like a tent, then hot water would be like, whoa, that's what a lovely amenity. If I'm renting a house, I'm pretty much assuming that all the parts are working.
One of the early trips Christina and I took long before kids, I took her on a surf trip and I'd met this doctor guy who had invested in this surf camp down in past Oaxaca, almost to Guatemala. And it's a place called Salina Cruz. And he had invested in it. He's like, oh, you got to go. You're going to love it. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And so I didn't get any kind of deal on it, but I figured this guy is a friend and there's got to be some standard, right? The doctor man with children. I mean, people need things.
Right.
It must all be there.
It'll be there.
Food, water, things.
A bed.
Yeah, bed, all the stuff. So we get there and by the way, we got waves and we had a great time and it was super fun for us, but also we had no shower.
Oh.
They had to, it was a water pump and you could maybe get a trickle out when you'd go down to them and say, we've been in the sun and in the ocean for 10 hours today.
Yeah.
We need to rinse off.
Yes.
And they would work the pump and you could get a trickle out and you could just get wet enough to get the stuff off you. And you know, that's like,
and forget nighttime activities.
There wasn't a lot of that either.
No.
Was, you know, you've got sunscreen caked on so deeply that you just, what you really want is a fire hose of water coming out to get all this stuff.
It's so soapy and sudsy.
It just didn't happen.
And
so these are things that you do later realize you need. You take them for granted, like hot water at an Airbnb. Burn. Anyway, it worked out.
At least she got her money back, though.
From this lady
Airbnb,
did, yeah.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's National Pet Month, so here's a question most people would have an easy answer for.
National Pet Month.
Would you sacrifice your partner to add years to your pet's life?
Sacrifice my partner?
Mm-hmm.
No. What?
1 in 7 people would dump their partner to save their
dog.
You
don't have to kill them. I just have to dump them. Okay. Yes, I would do that.
Yeah. 1 in 7 dog owners say they'd ditch their partner or spouse if it meant they could increase their dog's lifespan by 3 years.
Oh, well, they must not be all that invested in their partner.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Mm. 1 in 7 doesn't like the deal they got and wants out.
I was definitely going to break up with this guy anyway.
It's a convenient excuse. Well, the dog, I mean, I love that dog. Three more years.
You love the dog too, right? I mean, you can see why I'm doing this. It's not you, it's the dog.
Doing it for us.
Me and the dog.
Yeah.
Millennials were most likely to say this of any generation.
Oh, is that so?
I'll ditch my partner for my dog. What else would you give up to extend your pet's life? Of all groups, Gen Zers say they would give up their favorite meal. Gen Xers were willing to give up coffee.
Were they?
I don't even know if I would do that for Fred.
Yeah, well,
Fred and you are newish.
I could never.
A couple more years, you wouldn't part with Fred.
I would never.
All those shared experiences that you have.
Yeah.
You know, he's fairly new.
Yeah, he is new. But I really like coffee.
I don't even just like coffee. I actually physically need coffee. Like my whole day is not going to happen if I don't have
coffee. I've known people that would drink a Coke in the morning or a couple Cokes. So there are ways around
it. To get your caffeine.
Even tea. I know. You don't have to. I mean, you're practically British. What do you mean making that face?
I'll have tea. You can give me some tea at 4 p.m. with a scone, please. Some clotted cream.
Ooh. Darn it. I'm out of time, so I can't do this other story, but I will say it, push it.
You can squeeze one in.
I can't. 650, our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, Vinny, Craigslist is free. I understand, but I'm saying there are certain businesses that are designed by design. There's no one to contact, no one to help you, and it's brilliant, really. Yes. until you're the person that
contact
you know, wants to get help and then find
customer service at whatever the f.com.
By the way, I have to tell you this. Don't ask who. It's the same thing I said when
is
I told
Alicia?
You this. No,
it's is it not Brandy?
I just said don't
okay,
ask
okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. Go ahead.
I was William? Recently talking. It wasn't anybody you know, so don't ask.
Okay.
Forget it. I was talking to a friend, and I had said that I was selling something, and they suggested I was using OfferUp or something like that. And I was like, no, I use Craigslist. And this friend of mine, it was a telephone call we were having, goes, people still use Craigslist? And I go, well, yeah, I use it all the time. What are you talking about? And he goes, I thought that was just for hookers. And I go, what did you just say? And he goes,
this was Billiam. Didn't we just
no,
hear this?
No, it wasn't Billiam.
We talked about it at dinner, I think.
And we talked about when we were at Cache
Todd?
Creek. I'm not telling you who it was, but it wasn't
well,
Todd.
Who among your friends would know that
Craigslist
was for hookers?
The point is
hookers.
That this person went, yeah, we used to use that for hookers. And I went,
we?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Boy.
And he goes, well, I mean, this was a long time ago. But it was when they would put a phone number on it. And you would call the number and they'd go, hello?
Hookers are us.
And then you'd say, here's my address. And they'd come over and stuff would happen. And I was, the whole time I'm like, no, I never knew this was the beginnings of Craigslist.
Mm.
Was for the sale of humans. Which is
it's really not technically what it was.
Well,
the sale of humans.
Well, you know what I mean.
Services. It's personal services.
I know, but I mean, it's yikes. Craigslist.
Yeah.
Built on body count. Yikes.
So then you immediately went and checked to see if it's still running for that?
No.
I'm sure it is, right?
I don't know.
Somebody look that up. Get on Craigslist real quick and just look for hookers.
I didn't. I took my head off. I was really surprised. This was a normal everyday conversation that took a turn. You ever get a hooker off Craigslist?
No.
Did you look though? Did you browse?
I know that they were there.
Oh, yes. You do know that?
Yes, I do. Didn't
see? I didn't know that. I was absolutely like floored.
I'm looking right now.
Well, it's like all the want ads in the back of like little local newspapers. You know, it'd be like the Independent. Newspapers and there'd be just pages of
in this case the person said that
personals
there was sometimes a trade made.
I got this old TV. What do you think?
Not that.
Oh
no.
The stuff people like to smell all the time.
Well, let me smell that.
Yeah, I'm looking on Craigslist. I don't see they don't have personals on there anymore.
Okay. Maybe you just
and under for sale
keyword.
It does not say people anywhere.
So
ask if there's any sex for sale.
I cannot believe that's the way that was going down for a while.
Look
there.
Up personal services. Is there a task rabbit for that?
Look at you.
Well, I'm trying to think of I'm trying to think of the right keywords to search.
Yeah, I don't see.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, we probably
some
shouldn't
expert
be broadcasting
on Craigslist
this.
Will definitely text us.
I'll tell you the text I want. Have any of you ever used Craigslist for personal services?
Tell the truth for once.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
It's the little things. Oh.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.